Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Boeing, ticker symbol BA, one of the giants in the aerospace and defense industry. If you're an investor or just curious about where this company stands, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and a lot more. Let's get started. First off, let's set the stage. Boeing is a name most of us know, whether it's from their commercial airplanes like the 737 or their massive contributions to defense and space tech. They've been a cornerstone of the industrial sector for over a century, and with a market cap of around $183 billion, they're a heavyweight worth paying attention to. We're going to break down their story, numbers, and potential so you can decide if this stock fits your portfolio. Let's talk about who Boeing really is. Founded in 1916 and headquartered in Chicago, Illinois, Boeing is a global leader in designing, manufacturing, and servicing commercial jetliners, military aircraft, satellites, and more. They operate in a few key segments: commercial airplanes, defense, space and security, and global services. With over 172,000 employees worldwide, they're not just building planes, they're a critical part of the U.S. economy and global aviation. Their CEO, Robert K. Ortberg, has been steering the ship recently, and the company's mission is all about connecting, protecting, and exploring through aerospace innovation. Pretty cool, right? But let's see if the numbers match the legacy. Now let's dive into Boeing's revenue picture. For the full year 2025, they reported a hefty $89.5 billion in revenue, which is a solid jump from $66.5 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by segment, their commercial airplanes division brought in about $41.5 billion, a huge chunk of their top line, showing just how critical passenger jets are to their business. Geographically, the United States is their biggest market, accounting for $48 billion of that revenue, followed by non-US regions at $41.4 billion, with strong contributions from Europe at $11.4 billion and Asia, outside China, at $16.5 billion. This diversity shows Boeing isn't overly reliant on one region, which is a plus for stability. But revenue is just one piece of the puzzle. Let's see how it translates to earnings. Moving on to earnings, Boeing's latest results for Q1 2026 have been making waves. They reported a quarterly loss of 20 cents per share, which sounds bad until you realize it beat Wall Street's expectations of $1.95's loss per share. Revenue for the quarter hit $22.2 billion, surpassing estimates of $21.3 billion, marking a 14% year-over-year increase. Their backlog also swelled to an impressive $94.7 billion, signaling strong future demand. Looking at the full year 2025, net income was $2.2 billion, a massive turnaround from $11.8 billion loss in 2024. EPS for 2025 came in at 2.49 cents, compared to a brutal negative $18.36 the prior year. Clearly, Boeing is on a recovery path, but there are still challenges to unpack. Let's take a closer look at what management had to say during their Q1 2026 earnings call. CEO Kelly Ortberg highlighted plans to ramp up production of the 737 MAX to 47 units per month this summer, up from 42, as a key step to narrow losses. They also emphasized a focus on quality and safety, addressing past concerns head-on. The integration of Spirit AeroSystems was noted as a positive move, with progress looking solid for future efficiency. Management's tone was cautiously optimistic, acknowledging headwinds, but stressing their commitment to operational improvements and meeting strong demand. It's refreshing to see this level of transparency as they work through their turnaround. All right. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of Boeing's financial statements. On the balance sheet for 2025, they're sitting on $10.9 billion in cash and equivalents, with total assets of $168.2 billion. However, their total liabilities are a hefty $162.8 billion, leading to a stockholder equity of just $5 billion, a pretty thin margin. Their debt-to-equity ratio is sky-high at 9.98, which raises some red flags about financial leverage. Looking at the income statement, their gross profit margin for 2025 was a slim 4.8%, and net profit margin was 2.5%, showing they're not exactly printing money despite the revenue growth. On the cash flow side, Operating cash flow for 2025 was positive at $1.1 billion, a huge improvement from a negative $12.1 billion in 2024. But free cash flow remains a concern, barely breaking even in some periods. These numbers tell me Boeing has potential but needs to manage costs and debt better to really soar. Now, let's talk valuation. Boeing's current price-to-earnings ratio on a trailing 12-month basis sits at about 76.8, which is steep compared to the aerospace and defense industry average of around 79.2. This suggests the stock isn't wildly overvalued relative to peers, but it's still pricey given their profitability struggles. Their price-to-sales ratio is 1.96, which isn't outrageous for a capital-intensive business like this. Looking forward, analyst estimates for 2027 peg the forward PE at around 47.8, with a low of 35.7 and a high of 178, quite a range, showing uncertainty. By 2030, that forward PE drops to a more reasonable 17.2, hinting at expected earnings growth. At a current price of $232.44, you're paying a premium for a recovery story. Is it worth it? We'll circle back to that. Let's break down Boeing's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a clearer picture. Starting with strengths, Boeing's established market position is undeniable. They're a leader in aerospace and defense with a massive backlog of orders worth nearly $700 billion. Their diversified portfolio across commercial, defense, and services also helps weather market shifts. On the flip side, their weaknesses are hard to ignore. High debt levels and thin profit margins show financial strain, and past safety issues with the 737 MAX have dented their reputation. For opportunities, growing global demand for air travel and defense spending, like the proposed $1.5 trillion Pentagon budget for 2027, could be huge tailwinds. They're also expanding in markets like Africa and Latin America. But threats loom large. Intense competition from Airbus, regulatory scrutiny, and geopolitical risks could disrupt their plans. It's a mixed bag, but the opportunities might outweigh the risks if they execute well. Let's check out Boeing's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 3.8%, and over the last month, it's dipped 6.8%. But zoom out to 3 months, and it's up an impressive 29.4%, showing some serious momentum. Over the past year, BA has climbed 28.3%, though it's only up 9% over 5 years, lagging behind broader market gains. Compared to the aerospace and defense industry, which is up 54.9% over the past year, Boeing is underperforming a bit. On the chart, we're seeing some resistance around the $240 level, with support near 220s. If they break above $240 on good news, we could see a short-term push higher, but if negative headlines hit, that $220 support will be key to watch. Now let's try to figure out Boeing's intrinsic value using a discounted cash flow approach. I've crunched the numbers based on their historical cash flows, growth expectations, and a discount rate that accounts for their risk profile. I'm projecting conservative revenue growth in the mid-single digits over the next 5 years, factoring in their backlog and market recovery. Operating margins should improve as production ramps up, but I'm keeping debt costs in mind given their high leverage. After running the model, I'm estimating Boeing's intrinsic value to be around $250 per share, slightly above the current price of $232.44. This suggests the stock might be undervalued by about 7-8%, assuming they hit my projected growth and margin targets. Of course, this is just one method, and a lot depends on execution and external factors like interest rates or defense budgets. But it's a data point suggesting there could be upside if you're patient. So, what's the bottom line on Boeing? They're in the middle of a turnaround story with some promising signs. Revenue is growing, losses are narrowing, and their backlog is massive. But the high debt, slim margins, and past operational hiccups mean there's risk here. If you're a long-term investor, Boeing could be a play on global travel demand and defense spending, especially with geopolitical tensions driving budgets higher. At the current price, it's not a screaming buy, but my intrinsic value estimate suggests there's room to grow. I'd keep an eye on their debt management and production ramp-up in the coming quarters. What do you think? Would you invest in Boeing right now? Drop your thoughts in the comments. Smash that like button if you found this helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.